today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I think it should be pointed out to our wonderful commissioner that all side bets do not get her the percentage that's promised at the end of the year.
Oh, that wasn't my plan.
Okay.
Just check her. She didn't need that.
All right,
that hurts. That you would assume.
You know what? We're in a communications business.
Did you think she was trying to up her ante?
Well, you know what? We agreed on 5% at the beginning of the year, and I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
This isn't about me, Rob. This is about you.
Oh, thank you. But I disagree.
Who cares if the interior carpets were soaked when he walked into the car?
Oh,
who cares
no.
that the headliner is bad? Who cares that the sunroof, horn, turn signal, speedometer, and windshield wipers are not working?
Oh, what
Who
a scam.
Who cares that the control panel in the center of the dash is disassembled and the wires are jumbled? Who
jumbled?
Who cares?
How did the guy agree to let you send an inspector over there?
So he's crooked and stupid.
That the four-wheel drive cannot be engaged.
Oh, no.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
To the people of Cleveland, Ohio, let me simply say, I feel for you. I feel for you. When former New York Giant Odell Beckham Jr., late in the game, received the punt because he was punt returning in their desperation and fumbled, I just said, there's suffering.
Yeah.
There's suffering. Yeah, there's suffering in so many. Would it be safe to say that suffering in the NFL is a more common thing for a city than joy, right?
Well, not, certainly not in this city. Not in this city.
Well, because they don't care enough. They don't care enough. I'll say it's gotten
well,
so
who
bad.
Who doesn't care enough? The city of Washington?
No, the Redskins fans, because every Patriots fan in the world was at FedEx Field this weekend.
I saw a picture of the crowd departing the field, and it was entirely blue jerseys.
And, Mike, it's gotten so bad in Cleveland that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is actually thinking of moving.
And there was big talk about the Cleveland Browns in the offseason, and now they're having a tough time of it. And it just seems to me that in the NFL, teams like the Cowboys, Packers, and the Niners always seem to kind of float
they
back
figure
in,
it out.
They?
Yeah. They figure it out.
And for a time, the Redskins were part of that rarefied air where they would enjoy some, you know, but when they talked about the fans being, that the New England Patriots felt in our nation's capital like it was a home game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That the Patriots team felt that on the field. It was very sad. And, of course,
they
now they're talking about, yes.
They need to revisit. When we were at WJFK, so this is probably about 20 years ago.
Long time ago.
The Washington Wizards, nay Bullets, had a wonderful ad campaign that they ran. Said, how would you like to see the Chicago Bulls play?
I remember that.
Come on out and support the Wizards and see the Bullets.
Before Michael Jordan was with the Wizards.
Right.
Well, and there was a time as a Washington Capitals fan where Philadelphia Flyers, Buffalo, to a certain extent, but Pittsburgh Penguins and Philadelphia Flyers fans inundated the old Capitol Center, you know, when they were coming down there. And it's just sad, and I feel for how fickle it really is. It is I didn't think there was a more fickle existence than radio. Radio is similar, but it takes a lot longer for it to happen.
And, yes, and it's easier to hate people on radio.
It's easier to hate people in radio. Well, yeah, but it takes a long time for somebody to go.
Oh, yeah.
In the world of professional sports, you know, you've got, that was a lifetime for Jay Gruden based on his record.
Oh, my God.
And now they're talking about replacing him with the offensive coordinator. I would really, even if it was an amazing opportunity, I would be sitting there as the next guy on the chopping block just saying, This is not good because it really is there.
However, you know, you maybe think maybe the Redskins are getting better because remember right before he fired Jim Zorn.
Yes.
Is that the one that he dumped all the vanilla ice cream on the door of his office because he was criticizing his vanilla offense? And he did a high school level gesture before he fired him by literally dumping ice cream on the floor. So you know until after the Bills get to cut him, I think that's at least he's being more mature.
The Patriots game, not the Bills game.
I'm sorry, forgive me. Yes.
It's the Patriots game. It's the millions that move the meter, Mike. It depends. Here it is.
And you guys are up there. You probably read more about it than I do. Well, you don't because you're not big sports fans.
I'm reading about it right now.
All right. Here's the question.
Nice timing.
And I'll ask you what you think. Is there any quit in this owner? Is there any part of him? Obviously, he can take the heckling from the fans and proudly walk the field and take all the crap, and he's hanging in there. Because right now, Danny Boy, if you're listening to me, the desire on the part of the Washington Redskins fans is for you to sell the team.
He wears their scorn.
It's your fault.
As a badge of honor.
So you don't think he's not going anywhere? He's not going to sell it to a fan conglomerate. What if a fan conglomerate of rich guys? What's that?
He's not pained by it. The optics of a losing franchise getting on almost $200 million yacht with an IMAX theater with Redskins greats.
And this guy does not have shame.
There's no shame. And
doesn't
that just
have need
happened.
For the community. Doesn't have shame.
Care.
He's fine.
Doesn't
fine
care.
The way it goes. Because it would really be cool right now if the Washington Redskins could move in the direction of the Green Bay Packers and be a fan-owned operation. Because I think then you might have something.
His contract was worth, it was a 5-year contract worth $20 million. Reportedly, that's what it was worth.
Whose contract? Jay?
Jay Gruden's.
Jay Gruden's. Yes. Yeah. You just threw that in there.
Yeah. $20 million is nothing.
Means nothing to him.
No, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about now the real problem, which is ownership. Look at how many coaches this man has had. It is a city that is reeling. It is a city that loves its football more than any other sport. And look where we are.
If he had the chip to do better by the team and the fans and the community, it would have happened 10 years ago.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Anyway, I don't care about Dan Snyder.
No.
I do care about the people of Washington, D.C. As far as the players are kind of out of control, lack of discipline, all that. I'm not going to comment on that. You know what I'm going to comment on? Our picks, because that's what we control. Yes. That's where our organization shine or fade. And Oscar Santana told me yesterday that one member of our group, and I swear to you, I do the picks.
Yes.
I would tell you only one that I picked that was wrong, and that was the Giants, because I don't pay attention
Los
after
Giants.
That. Once we're done, I wait until this moment when the commissioner of the Mike O'Mara Football Picks League, Matty Masiello, Matty Cheese Lover Masiello, rolls into the studio.
The big cheese.
On Tuesday, and lays it out. Maddie, how are you taking to your new responsibilities?
I love it. I feel like I have a lot of power, which is fun.
Just like her father.
That's right.
He enjoyed power.
Yeah.
Now, right? you gave me a teaser.
I was appointed, not elected.
You laid out a teaser before the show.
Yes.
You said you had some sort of idea, and you said, would you like to hear it now or during the pick segment? I said during the pick segment, so we could all hear it at the same time. Is this something you want to give?
Did she say this to you, or did she text this to you?
She said this to me when we were waiting in the studio.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
I'm wondering, do you want to reveal this idea before the results or after the results?
Let's do after.
Build the suspense.
Now, Maddie, before we go forward, because we were talking about power, I have never asked you this question. I don't believe. Have you ever had any desire whatsoever to flirt with the political realm, being as you are the progeny of a successful politician?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
No, it's too much. Too much.
Okay, too much.
So no politics, no kids.
Good to know.
But yes, dog.
Dogs always. I'll be the president of dogs. I don't know.
The AKC, the American Kennels.
ASPCA,
What is the AKC? American Kennel
Club.
Crisis?
What? Club.
Melwood.
Club.
Anything.
Right. It's club. It's club. All right, let's get to it.
Let's get to it.
And lay it out any way you know how, Ms. Masiello.
All right. Rounding out in third place for, I believe, the second week in a row, Mike O'Mara.
Oh.
At 8-7.
Do you by any chance have my total record now?
Yes, you are at 43-33.
Oh, close to 500. Pretty good.
Man, not that close.
Shut up. Shut up!
That was S-H-A-D-D-U-P.
Shut up!
Shut up, Oscar.
Where did he go wrong, you think?
Let's see. Well, he picked the Titans over the Bills.
Mm.
Rookie mistake.
Answer.
That's the
picks cancer.
Picked the Buccaneers over the Saints. Picked the Giants. Picked the Cowboys. Do you want me to keep going?
No, Mike? You're good.
Well, the Cowboys were a legitimate favorite.
That was.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. Oh, you're tipped your hat.
What do you mean I tipped my hat? I just assumed they were. Who were the Cowboys playing?
The Packers.
And it was at
Cowboys.
It was a tough
game,
but it was
way.
At Cowboys, right?
There you go. Thanks, Aaron. Aaron Rodgers with fantasy football, with picks for my whole life. Aaron Rodgers has been a gigantic burr in my butt.
You know what I say to him? I say, shut up.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I'm doing Oscar's favorite impression right
now.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Ticks, bloodsuckers. All right. Anyway, sorry. I have to work on it more. Okay, who's next?
For a while, it was looking like Oscar was going to come in first again for the second week in a row, but Rob ended up with a tie.
I'll take it. I will take it.
You two
tied?
Yes, 10-5 for the week for both of you.
Oh,
that's strong.
Oh, damn.
Nice work.
Damn, great work.
So overall, Rob is at 47-29, and Oscar is still ahead by one game at 48-28.
No! Where's
and
my
game? Anybody's game. 43-33.
28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. I'm still, there's possibility.
You're still in. Everybody's still in.
If I keep doing what I'm doing, I'm not going to be before the end of the season. Suddenly we're going to be eating turkey dinner and I'm going to be screwed blue and tattooed. That's what's going to happen.
Stand up with your pumpkin pie and scream, go Detroit.
Yeah. I don't know what to do now. I don't know what to. All right, I'm gonna put some time into it. I'm gonna try to figure it out. And
you gotta find your John Anthony.
Yes, I have to find my John Anthony, and I will do the best I can. All right, well, congratulations to both of you, sitting at the top while I'm treading water.
Man, I should start gambling
two
more.
Giant really sports fans. Yeah. That tells you all you need to know. I'm not a super NFL guru either.
You do opposition research. So did Rob. So do I.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I just think, I'm a little embarrassed that, the two boys that didn't grow up throwing a ball like I did with my father in the backyard are waxing me on the football picks. You know what?
You
guys have never like really gotten into it like I've gotten into it.
I kicked the ball, Mike. I
come from a broken home.
I understand, Rob. Understand.
I'm more book smart than playing spend time on the field, I guess.
Right. But during the time you were forcing yourself to become a Redskins fan, you paid attention and that has lingered with you.
Yeah, I follow the game, and as you know, I am the voice of your Tuscarora Huskies.
Yeah. But I don't think that, I don't think either one of you have the passion as a fan that I possess.
No, this is true. As far as
psychological warfare, now you're really making us doubt ourselves.
No, all right. Would either one of you say that your Sunday was made worse because of the NFL?
No.
Mine was. As I watched the Giants just suck it against the Minnesota.
Well, there was one moment. There was one moment when the Redskins looked like they had a chance.
They're about to win.
Yeah. The 6 minutes.
So
the first six minutes of the game.
I have my sheet on my phone, and I'm watching these games tick off.
Oh, see, I don't do that.
So I'm checking, or I'm X-ing.
You know what? I'm going to print it out, and I'm going to watch
it.
I'm going to see how I'm doing.
Take it to the big man.
I got the ticket. Take it upstairs to the fat man. All right, Massiello.
She has an idea.
Yes.
What is your idea?
So, with payday being so far in advance, it's this end goal that's so far away, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So, I'm thinking this upcoming week, we have two bets. The overall, and then just a weekly bet for this week. Whoever comes in first this week, you can decide the wagers for each of you. So, you have the $50 for the overall, and then a side wager for this week. To make it interesting.
What about $20 a piece?
You'd have to ask your brother.
I'm okay
Jack
for
Lutzkin
20
in this group.
the cheapest guy in town.
I don't
want to
make it 20. Of course, I'm a degenerate gambler.
Right. You know? Keeping it interesting.
I'll do it.
So 20 for the actual. There'll be week six, right?
Yes.
And I'll go home and wash my windows with newspaper and vinegar.
Oh, by the way, this is the first time I will be picking against my Giants.
That's a guaranteed win for the Giants.
Yeah.
Right?
Watch it happen.
It'll happen.
Well, and you know what? If it happens, I'm going to be pissed. Never seen them play like this.
Well, this is really off the chart.
Right.
This is a smart
play. Am I the
only
one that thinks I can run the table? We'll see what happens. Well, Maddie, you're doing a bang-up job in the commissioner's office, and I truly appreciate that. And I will be... I'll be taking all suggestions as to how to improve my performance. If there are people out there that are maybe...
Oh, you're going to the masses.
Degenerate sports gamblers.
I mean, this is why I've never done it with all my degenerate gamblers.
All the degenerate gamblers, the degenerate gamblers hate us because we're just picking straight. They say that's not the way to do it. You have to pick against the spread. And I think it should be pointed out to our wonderful commissioner that all side bets do not get her the percentage that's promised at the end of the year.
Oh, that wasn't my plan.
Okay.
Just check her. She didn't need that.
All right.
That hurts, that you would assume.
You know what? We're in a communications business.
Did you think she was trying to up her ante?
Well, you know what? We agreed on 5% at the beginning of the year, and I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
This isn't about me, Rob. This is about you.
Oh, thank you. But I disagree. It's your idea, so I think it's
perfect.
About you. President of dogs.
So winners and loser.
Yeah,
winners,
big loser.
And lose.
What was
rarefied air?
My record again was what was it for the week?
For the week was 8-7.
8-7, yeah. Like a team that just misses the playoffs. There you go.
That's known as a classic New York Giants record.
But Mike, the city got
the
curly W last night.
Yes.
What's that?
The Nats
forcing
Nats,
a game
Nats,
five.
Nats, 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 Nats. You didn't stay up.
You know what? Hey, CK, couldn't you put this show on at 2 o'clock in the morning with all the sports talk that we're doing? Couldn't we do it? Yeah, yeah. What a team. What a team. What a team.
Literally.
The Nats beat the Dodgers?
Yeah, yes. Forcing a game
5. 2-2. They're going to L.A. for the game 5.
That's unprecedented. That's unprecedented.
This is great.
Will the game 5 be played in L.A. or
LA.
In Washington?
L.A. Wednesday.
All right.
Would you like to hear the game-changing shot?
Yeah, sure.
Brian Zimmerman in the...
Wait, was this in D.C.? Where the
in D.C.
In D.C.
Raining.
So this sounds like we're talking about walk-off, perhaps.
In the air to left center field, hit pretty well. Bellinger goes back, leaping, it's gone! Brian Zimmerman, a three-run shot! A legendary Nat with a legendary moment.
That won it? That was a walk-off?
No, it was not a walk-off.
It was not a walk-off.
Eighth inning job?
It set the scene. No, it set the scene for what was, a 6-1, 7-1 game.
The game's on TNT. Is that why I didn't see
yes.
it? Is that because it's in 40 years not knowing what
a great network for baseball.
Really interesting where the Dodgers had the bases loaded and one out. And Max Scherzer walked in and he took care of business.
You know what? It never sounds like a ball player to me. It sounds like an old movie director, like a silent film director.
Someone who escaped Germany.
Yeah. Back in the day, Mary Pickford with her legendary director, Max Scherzer.
I want you, Mary, to imagine you are the flower.
Right now, you are sawing on a piece of ice in the water, and the man, he comes and he saves you, and you get off the ice. Max Scherzer.
Tell Buster Keaton to leave his dressing room immediately.
He struck. It was beautiful, Mike. I sat there. I was like, they're going to ruin it. They're going to ruin it. I just shouldn't care about this game.
Was Max Scherzer the starter? Or
he was the starter. No, he was the starter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
so he got in a jam, as they say.
A toe jam. Yep. Let me tell you that much.
And after
that
the game, the Nationals
won. I'll never do that again. I'm so
and
sorry.
They beat the New York Giants.
Well, no lack of content over our former home, right?
No.
It's 107. Going on. What is it? 107. The Nats. Now this since they're in the playoffs, not the fan anymore. 106.7. The Nat.
Oh, that's good marketing.
Who came up with that one?
I just heard secondhand from the friends that work there that they had been changed to that.
I heard it from a guy I saw it on Wisconsin. He had a fly buzzing around his head, but he was a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. Well, we've covered sports, have we not? And
yes.
I think we can now officially move on.
Thank you.
I suck, and let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, yeah. Do you like the Pierce deal?
I do. Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bullshit. Bore on the floor.
Hey.
Okay.
It's a game. In the corner. Over there. Stand there. Go, go, go,
in
go,
the
go.
Corner.
All right. Tom?
Me?
Yeah?
Pierce?
Yeah?
Well, that's a lot of factors, and... But... Yes, I like it. I like it.
Boar on the floor over there. Jerry, stand up. Stand up! Pierce.
Couldn't tell you.
Don't know. Have you played it before?
No.
Well, actually, to be perfectly honest, I've had a few doubts.
Honesty. You see, everybody, do you see? Honesty. Greg, stand up. Did you get any orders from my brother, the fucking conscience of the prairies?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, I've had some doubts too.
Oh, fucking doubter over there.
But the rules are that you're spared if you tell the truth. Oh. And I just told you the truth.
Oh, there are rules.
Right.
Do you know something, Greg? There are no fucking rules.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
There it is.
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and a radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS, from Toad Suck, Arkansas, to Genesee, Idaho, from Snohomish, Washington, to Mumbai, India, from Ravenswood, West Virginia, to Edmonton, Canada. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and brought to you by a company that is getting a lot of publicity around the world, and certainly in the United States, Ring.
Yes.
Ring's mission to make neighborhoods safer, and it seems like you don't go a week now where you don't see one of those Ring cameras picking up something that somebody's doing and catching them red-handed. With the seasons changing and school back in session, it's more important than ever to keep an eye on your home and those you love. Ring helps you stay connected to your home anywhere in the world, so if there's a package delivery or a surprise visitor, swallow lemon lime. You'll get an alert and be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone. If I kept talking, I would have drooled. You can even make sure your children make it to the bus on time and get home safe at the end of the day. I have the Ring floodlight cam so I can keep track of Maine while I'm in Florida. I check it 3 times a day. I am fascinated by the things that a Ring doorbell picks up.
Yeah.
And the the network of Ring cameras that assist law enforcement now. It's really spectacular.
You ever see anyone on your Ring doorbell playing Boar on the Floor?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Brian Cox was up there. You know, he's saying, get on the floor. There are no rules. As a TMOS listener, you have access to a special offer on a Ring starter kit. It's available right now, isn't it, Brian? Yes, it is. It has an effing Ring video doorbell. A Ring video doorbell 2. And a motion-activated floodlight cam. The starter kit has everything you need.
What kit?
The starter kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home, you blood-sucking tick. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. Additional terms may apply. All right? Ah, someone was telling the truth.
That's great.
That helps me when you play it on the show. When you play the succession guy on the show, it actually helps me do that when I'm like that.
Excellent.
There we are. Get on the floor. Boar on the floor.
No half-assed oinking. Oink.
Mike,
oink.
In the latest episode, he is testifying before Congress.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the one thing, when you jump around like I've done before,
yes,
and you all of a sudden you get a brand new episode, sometimes it's really out of sync,
yes,
where they don't completely pick up on where they were before. Like, you would have thought there would have been some hangover after their season-long quest for this company takeover went awry, but then suddenly the whole gang is in a room together. Mm-hmm. It's just, or a plane or something like that, but it's a fascinating show.
There are
the
shows
we're talking about Succession. That's the name of the show on HBO.
There are shows you can pick up anywhere in any of their six seasons and you're fine, and that is, example of that is Baskets. They might be owning a rodeo. They might be speaking on the in the Senate in Sacramento. They might be owning a Hardee's. It's always okay.
Arby's.
Yes.
Arby's, forgive me. Yes. Arby's. Yes.
Arby's. Arby's tastes like pig anuses.
Boar on the floor.
That's a boar on the floor.
That's a good game.
Wild boar running across the street, and we shoot it with guns.
How?
You know what? I'm thinking with. All right, if we can just digress for just a second.
No problem.
With Succession, I am thinking that. Do you think the people that produce Succession, that direct it, that come up with the storylines, do you think that they attempt to put together situations? Hear me out here.
All right,
where something horrible could happen, but it doesn't. Like, for example, when the one son got drunk and got into the helicopter, or when they're sitting there hunting.
They're not
out
hunting
in the middle of Hungary, but they're standing in stands and creating what I would describe as a crossfire.
Well, what it is
as a crossfire, and that could have been potential disaster. Maybe I was thinking about that.
Magnificent tension unrelieved is one of the hallmarks of drama.
When he turns on the family helicopter.
Yeah, when you told me about that helicopter scene.
Because you think they're going to die.
This is it. This is how he goes.
They're going to kill, and that's going to kill the deal.
We're on the same page.
Yep.
Yeah. It's season two, so they're really not quite. Mm-hmm. I think it's season three where there is usually pressure among producers of a television show to knock off a few cast members. I'll leave
you with this. The teaser from yesterday's episode.
Is this the finale that the last one? Is that the finale?
Sunday's episode. We are now recording Tuesday, the 8th of October. Sunday's episode is the penultimate for the season finale.
Got to watch it. Got to find it. I'm going to find it today. Yeah. Got to find it. I'm going to find it today. Yeah. Boar on the floor.
Rules.
Honesty. O'Mara, you fat Right. What's the matter? How come you couldn't find the episode? You have spent plenty of free time on your fat hands. What's the matter? Decided to go to the local grocery store, pick up some chips.
Chips.
Chips with a Haagen-Dazs chaser, you manatee. Maybe that's how I'll do my Brian Cox. He'll just give Mike pep talks. You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi, Brian. How are you? Well, hello, Mr. Piss Everybody Off Where You Live. Anyway,
King of the Neighborhood.
I might get to that when I'm mentally ready later in the week. Let's get our mailbag out of the way because I want to take some time with Oscar in break three to cover his car debacle.
Yeah,
because I am more not that I don't love your letters, but I'm just a little more interested in Oscar's car, and I want to give him a little.
We'll call it the C block.
The C block. Yes. You're moving it to the C block.
He stands for car.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what they do to you there in prison, huh? Yeah. So they're not playing Chinese checkers, that's for sure. Now, Titan Blair, for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. That literally, over my entire career, is what keeps me alive, is that I have voices like that I can do. I'll do it for my own amusement. You know? welcome to Florida. Good move, Einstein.
When you say the voices, does it make the voices not be as loud in your head? Is it like relieving them?
This show, I almost texted both of you yesterday. This show this week is literally my happy zone.
Happy zone.
Anyway, hey guys, I'm sorry that I'm a little behind on listening, but I still wanted to offer, this info to Oscar. Mm. I'm about Rob's age, as is Mitch Allen of the band SR71. I'm also a former band guy and knew Mitch a little. He wrote the song 1985 for the band Bowling for Soup.
Oh!
Wow!
He also co-wrote two number one hit singles, Heart Attack by Demi Lovato and Want You to Want Me by Jason Derulo. Crazy, right?
This guy
man,
is
a... what a talent.
He's That's a hit maker.
Yeah.
That's so, all he wrote?
I don't get this letter at all. There's nothing about
it. He's rubbing a little salt in Oscar's
room. This guy is still relevant and successful.
Yeah. He's saying, what a talent. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Would it kill you to pick up a tabloid or a music periodical?
Like Billboard?
You Bolivian bastard.
My Billboard, yeah.
Hey, fellas, a note for Oscar. I have to chime in The line, sorry, I'm not sorry, that's from our guy on the Yak Shack,
yeah,
is actually from Cheech and Chong's Nice Dreams.
Oh.
The line is said by Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman, in the scene where they are doing coke under the table in a restaurant. Take care, Todd Martin.
If I can just pipe in as the editor, I love the fact that the phrase doing coke under the table at a restaurant is immediately followed by take care.
Take care now. Thank you very much. Yeah. And usually Cheech and Chong fans, people that you know every in and out of that movie are usually pretty big potheads.
Yes.
Just my opinion.
And good people. Hey,
that absolutely right. Hey, guys. CBD, anyone? That what I'll be doing next instead of odd news. Hey, guys, I just wanted to throw in my two cents. Let me read it the right way. Hey, guys, I just wanted to throw in my two cents. Kingsley! I wanted to throw my two cents in and let you know how much I appreciate Rob's Nostalgia Corner. Join the ever-expanding club. His recommendation for It's a Mad World was a wonderful reminder of a movie I'd forgotten about, but thoroughly enjoyed. It also brought to mind another comedy on an equally grand scale from 1965 called The Great Race, which starred Natalie Wood. Insert wood joke here, Rob.
Hey, Mike, what kind of wood doesn't float?
Natalie Wood, thank you.
Good night.
Jack Lemmon, Tony Curtis, and Peter Falk. As a fan of both movies, I'd like to hear Rob's opinion on this particular movie and how it rates in comparison with Mad World. Love you guys. Aaron Wheeler from Dover, Delaware.
Brief review of it. It's an attempt to make, again, the biggest comedy ever made. It was Blake Edwards, who was known for making the Pink Panther movies. Mm-hmm. The pie fight, or it's in this, I think it's actually a cake fight, is pretty good. The bar fight is very good, but this movie, as a rule, overlong and too saccharine. Not nearly as funny.
Very good. There's his review.
Boom,
so
bam.
Take that, Aaron. A shout-out, next letter, a shout-out to Captain Ed Scott, who as of next week has put up with me for the last 14 years. Nice.
Nice.
And in true Chestertown tugboat captain fashion, he will be at work while I'm home with three miniature versions of him. Yay. Lots of love, Jamie Scott. So she's married to the captain.
You know, if a boat gets in trouble, Mike, you need a tugboat pulled out. That's why you...
Well, you know, most of the captains on the tugboats, they, you know, they come into harbor, yeah. Palmer Harbor, and they don't know where the shoals are.
Hey, you know...
Isn't that right, Brian Cox? You know? Yeah, but most of them are morons.
Hey, Brian.
Wow, that was harsh. Wow, man. Yeah. Yes, Rob.
Did you ever like that wrestler called Tugboat?
We're all over the place today.
Nice throwback.
I didn't even take any medicine. Hi, all. Next letter says, this would be my fourth year in a row to submit a birthday greeting for myself. Nice, yes? I've gone 3 for 4 with a face greeting from you guys. Care to make it 4 for 4? Honestly, any greeting from you gentlemen and Maddie would be icing on my cake. I've been listening forever, and I love the show. Please keep up the funny, and thanks for all you do. Love, Tina Rice. All right, did she want a face thing, Rob, that you're giving her? Or what's
well, I mean, she said we could go any way, any direction you want. She's had a face greeting for 3 years. Maybe we could do something new.
What do you suggest?
Well, I don't... What do you suggest we do? I mean, I can do, like, impressions, yeah, and little dog and
Maddie
pony
can say
shows,
hi as well.
I think Maddie should... I think Maddie should give her a face birthday greeting.
I don't even know what a face birthday greeting is.
Yeah, can you explain? Yeah, this is your
what
people.
What is that? You can't just throw this
Rob. Do you listen to
this
the show?
This is Rob thinking like everybody listens to him and his world.
Happy birthday.
Facials.
Shut up, pony. It's when we say, you know, you put it on your face. So you can just say, happy birthday, Tina, in your face.
Happy birthday, Tina, in your face.
Yeah, you know what? That, very nice, man.
Is that okay?
Good try.
Good. Thank you. Thank you,
to be honest with you, I think we ought to go in another direction. Yeah. So all right. Let me just say, in honor of Tina Rice's birthday, I'll say, Tina, eat the food. Thank you. Greetings, gentlemen. Per your interest in the Yak Shack caller last week, the recorded Asian voice message from the Shack said... Oh, God. All right. This is the Chinese embassy.
That's for a translation.
We're going to get in trouble. This is the Chinese embassy reminding you you have an important package pending pickup. I hope it's true. This is the last reminder. Press 1 for assistance. Press 1 for assistance. Of course, if you do press 1, they'll probably ask for your passport number first, then go on to tell you a story involving how you are a suspect in an ongoing investigation. Is this shtick now?
No.
Are we transitioning to shtick now?
No, this what? Is. I got two letters that gave me the same translation of the message.
But what? Okay. If you don't pay bail, you'll be charged for something. As for what? This is all the Chinese translation we're getting here?
Yeah, the actual message we got was what it said in quotes, that this is the embassy reminding you have an important package for pickup. Press 1 for assistance. Now he's theorizing what happens if we were
which
to hit 1.
Which is the shtick. So you, and then you said no.
No, so I don't think this is shtick. Well, I think this
Dennis
is genuine.
Dennis Murphy me when I said, of course, if you do press 1, they go on to shtick. So the actual quote was very, very brief.
Was this
and
a message on our actual machine or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, the Yak Shack had a Chinese message.
Mike, I have a Bank of China account. If you remember, when I went to China, I set up an account.
To buy your suit.
No, not to buy to buy a suit. No, we were going
to
do commerce and business
to buy your
and
suit.
Transactions.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And then what nothing happened.
Anyway, as for why an embassy is doing criminal investigation is beyond me. Well, that's the theory that it's a criminal investigation. But it's a wild theory because it stretches a lot, I think. Plus, Mike and Rob were correct. The language is Mandarin Chinese. Your royal listener, John Zhang. All right, thank you, John. I appreciate
Mihao.
That. Mihao. Mihao. Thank you. Thank
royal.
You very much. All right, on to the next letter here. Perfect. Dearest Rob, churlish Oscar, manly Mike, and adorable Maddie.
Churlish.
Oh, yes, an odd pony, too.
I'll take it.
I would like to wish a very happy 50th birthday to my sister, Annie DeDios. That's an interesting name. Annie DeDios. Hi ho, DeDios. please understand my sister Anne is batshit crazy. I would like to apologize for the birthday wish she sent me through your mailbag a few weeks ago. On the Rashtaman, dancing as fast as she can. I don't know what's going on.
That was the quote we had that she had us read.
Also, churlish. I looked it up. That's this man that wrote this letter. Because it means that I'm rude, ill-mannered, discourteous, impolite, ungracious.
Well, that would be me, too. You see, she was drunk, not unusual, and the crazy, and the crazy.
Add the crazy.
That's what? What?
Add the crazy.
Oh, you see, she was drunk, not unusual. Add the crazy, and that's what you get. She was publicly shamed on your show, and I thank you for that. loving siblings. I do love her, though. So could you please wish my baby sister the warmest and happiest birthday? Annie and I both love your show and have shared the love together for years. That came out wrong, but you know what I mean. Smooches to all of you from the Manning sisters, Becky Scaletta, and her brother Peyton and Eli.
That's sweet.
I hold in my hand. Jesus.
Woo!
The final one. Every now and then, it's those mailbags where they're one guy understands them, but not me. I don't pay enough attention to the show to know. Zach Wilson writes us, so, my wife and I were reading a list of weird band names, and our one-year-old, sound asleep, would wake up and laugh every time we said the words, Gorilla Pimp.
What?
I know you don't play as many babies laughing on the audio vault anymore. Oh, we love them. But we thought maybe Rob's got a tape. Every time they say Gorilla Pimp, let's listen.
This is funny because this child appeared to be sound asleep, and every time they said this, he would laugh.
Gorilla Pimp.
And then his eyes would shut, he'd go back to sleep.
Aww.
Play it one more time. That's cute.
Gorilla Pimp.
Aww.
Oh, that's sweet. You know
what?
I've got another tape from kids that
it's
really
nice. What is it?
Say Gorilla Pimp. Let's hear him.
Gorilla Pimp.
And now play the tape.
Okay.
Play the tape again.
Gorilla Pimp.
Bow to your sunset.
Oh.
Bow to your sunset!
Thank you very much.
Every time you say it. Break.
Yes, that's great. That's my little one who used to giggle like a cute little kid, and now it's,
Bow to your sunset. Bow to your sunset!
Thank you, Michael. I hope picture day goes good at school today.
I hope he gets a free comb.
Yeah, those brand new Balances that Mom picked up for you really went over well. Oh, my feet hurt! Happy morning, everybody's sick. We'll take a break and come back with Oscar's car review and inspection right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, look who it is.
Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at the Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomerishow.com. That's Rob, two B's, big head, not a good guy. The Yak Shack, anytime, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Leave a message. Be sexy if you want. Like, you know, I like voices. Talk slowly, ladies. You get my drift? Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Mara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Mara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything. Thank you, Bill. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power? Excuse me.
No, not that.
Yeah. Let me start again. Hi, everybody. Mike O'Mara here. Welcome back to the show. What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power? Space-age polymers? Multiple modes? No. If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. That's why you need Quip. Quip is the electric toothbrush designed to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits. Quip's sensitive vibrations and built-in timer ensure that you brush for the dentist-recommended 2 minutes, resulting in an even clean. Also, Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months. That's a big deal now.
Huge.
I've been reading a lot about that. The new brush heads are really, really important. You get clean new bristles. It promotes health right on schedule. It's simple to use. Comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. Simply put, Quip makes brushing something you actually want to do twice a day. So ditch the gimmicks and grab a Quip. Quip starts at just $25, and you'll get your first refill free at getquip.com/TMOS. This is a simple way to support our show, excuse me, and start brushing better. But you have to go to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill free. Get it right now at getquip.com/TMOS, and we thank you.
Love them.
All right, so last week we began the odyssey of, and by the way, what I wanted to say yesterday, I think you like those cars that you've been looking at because they're kind of semi-featured on that show Succession, too. You see them along with Range Rovers. You'll see those Mercedes out there occasionally.
So we're talking about the Mercedes.
My Mercedes.
G-Wagon. Yeah. Now, those cars have been in rap videos, in Succession, anything right. I would say. What is this?
He's going old school. I would recommend playing the Succession music every time Oscar, when he buys that car, that's the music you will hear every time he drives into the...
Understood. Okay.
The pilot. But you're saying Yellow Submarine because the car is yellow.
Okay. Sorry.
Very yellow.
So they're known as a luxury SUV. And I have friends that have had different iterations of the vehicles. I know a gentleman who works at a Mercedes shop and says that these vehicles last forever. So if you get an old one and it's in good shape, it will last you forever. Like, and he's always said that these G-Wagons are made so well, much like the Toyota Land Cruiser, they can last you to 200,000-300,000 miles, no problem.
All right.
So I've heard this for a long time. The car that I found, it was a 1993 two-door SUV version of this G-Wagon, right?
Here comes Oscar driving into the parking lot. That's with six other cars in front of him.
A caravan, Mike. So
go.
I'm sitting there. I tell you guys that I underbid. The guy immediately writes back. He says he'll take the bid. We're suspicious. We sit here online. And then I get helpers from around the country and around the world finding the vehicle. Our listeners, they should
incredible.
Get into some sort of detective space.
I saw it too. And I mean, there are people sending you pictures of nicer cars,
yes,
newer
yes.
cars, four-door cars,
and I love
everything.
I love the helpers right. that said, you know, a great deal. You know you're making a great deal when you get to see face-to-face with the seller, when you have that eye contact.
Right.
Does the VIN number match? A gentleman wrote me with actual documentation, what looked like a chalk body outline in any crime scene, but of what looked like to be water damage.
Yeah, it took a couple of hours for our listeners to know. You know, you were texting this to us. This wasn't online.
Oh, yeah.
You were texting this to us, and people found the car.
They found the car.
When last we checked in, you actually weren't giving it up at that point. You were going to pay for an inspector to go down and review this car, which is in Florida, right?
Deerfield, Florida, Mike.
Deerfield, Florida.
Now, I don't know much about Deerfield, Florida, but I knew it was close to this man named Dan Schloss, and I'll give him a heads up.
East
coast of the state.
His name means castle in German.
And
what?
Schloss means castle.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, I couldn't get the pronouncer right. You got it perfectly.
My people.
All right, this gentleman.
Thank you, Adolf Eichmann. We appreciate it. Thank you.
This gentleman.
There's the car!
Has been doing this for over 40 years. I write my eBay transaction guy, and I say, hey, do you mind if I get a third party, as I mentioned last week? Inspection said, no problem. Dan says, I'm coming up to Baltimore to be a judge for a classic car competition. I can only do it Friday morning of last week. So I say, Dan, how much are we talking about? Let's talk turkey. He goes, $175. And I said, do you take PayPal? Because I had some money left in my PayPal. So I PayPal'd him the money. And then we're in business.
Like found money,
right? Now.
Here comes Oscar. Oscar's driving up to the CVS parking deck. Yeah. Park your effing cars over here.
All right. These are the notes.
All right.
I get a phone call at 12 noon, as we had discussed, after our shows that we recorded on Friday, and it turns into a 45-minute phone call. And then with a slew of 91 pictures, this gentleman is this thorough.
So you're getting your money's worth for the inspection.
Yeah, I'm getting my money's worth. And he also has what is bullet points of our takeaways from our conversation and the notes that he took. So I will let you know now and let the people decide.
Sure.
Let the people decide. What do you think Oscar Santana did knowing all of this?
All right. With your setup on the surface of this, I would think that the length of the discussion would indicate that there might be some areas of problem.
Some problems can be easily fixed. A broken windshield wiper, you can get a new one, right? Put it right back on.
Also, no Mike, don't you think...
missing. You can probably find a fine mud flap. Put it on.
These cars last forever.
And if you saw something that was a real deal breaker, you'd probably just call off the investigation right there.
Right.
The fact that he went 91 pictures deep mean there must be hope.
Yeah, I would think so.
And
or he's just doing his job.
Who cares about Mother Earth? It's a diesel. He said it'll last forever.
So he's positive about
the
car.
He's like, I know these diesels. They will last forever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me read you. We'll start from the beginning. Okay, I'd like to know what's going on.
Ready for your manifest?
Yes, please.
Okay.
In America, you can buy anything online, people. Anything you want. You just have to do your due diligence. All right?
So
who cares if the interior carpets were soaked when he walked into the car? that the headliner is bad? Who cares that the sunroof, horn, turn signal, speedometer, and windshield wipers are not working?
Oh, what
Who
a scam.
Who cares that the control panel in the center of the dash is disassembled and the wires are jumbled? Who cares?
How did the guy agree to let you send an inspector over there?
So he's crooked and stupid.
That the four-wheel drive cannot be engaged.
Oh, no.
Who cares that at idle there was smoke coming from the exhaust pipe? And who cares that there's fluid leaks where underneath the car that could not be found exactly unless we did an entire breakdown of the engine block?
Wow.
P.S. Wow. There also may be something wrong with the transfer case.
Oh, no.
The carpet's inside the car is soaked.
There are pictures of him with the moisture on his fingers and the carpet pulled
How long
back.
Have you been watching this car on eBay?
For 4 to 5 months.
How long does it take for these carpets to flipping dry out? He's had it for 4 months.
Or he just pulled it out.
Oh, that could be.
Of the water.
It could be.
Or where it flooded, you know?
This is where you get like the upside. You don't leave someone with some
we have the upside
all the
now.
Sad
news.
Okay,
here we go. All right.
The body's clean. He goes, the body is clean, beautiful paint job. The transmission shifted well, and the engine ran well when not stalled. vehicle still needs a lot of work to make it roadworthy and complete. Thank you for your business.
Does he offer, Does he offer any kind of estimate as to what he would pay for a car like that?
It's like you're on the call with me.
Okay.
He goes, let me ask you, Oscar, what were you thinking of doing with this car? I said, sir, I drunkenly bid on it. I'm not going to lie. I was hoping to get it for $20,000 and then call my father for a cashier's check to get to you guys. And that was going to be it. And maybe put another five in and have something to drive when my wife is driving the Volvo around. Right. And he says, well, he goes, thank you for your honesty. You're not the first person to tell me that they drunkenly bid on something on eBay. so this does happen. And two, he said, what I would say, if you still wanted this vehicle, because the outside is beautiful, he said, you buy it for $5,000 and hope to put $30,000 in it, and maybe you'll get where you want. You should move on and hit pass.
There it is.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's, you know what? It's nice to get for the show. It's fantastic
to get
closure.
Yes. Peace of mind.
That is spectacular, and that means the guy you would, and now you got a guy. Now you got a guy that can check other cars.
No. We don't need it. No. I was telling Rob off air. I said, I hope this gentleman and some listeners that were kind enough to write me and say, hey, man, there's a water line on that engine. That you got to look out for this water line. It's still there in that picture. That dummy
left
it in there.
That's why the car is totally trashed.
Yeah.
It's submerged in a flood. Maybe, they have hurricanes over there. You know, they had flooding tides. You know, they didn't get direct hit.
When it was submerged, it might have been a Baby Billy situation.
Maybe.
You got to watch the most recent Gemstones, but this worries me.
What would be the Baby Billy situation?
When you're trying to dispose of a body in a van.
So he says, also, I take outside of the, I guess, he said the absolutes here, that the mechanicals that are wrong with the car. I'd also like to know that the people that are restoring a vehicle know about the vehicle. So when I went to say, hey, the four-wheel drive's not engaging, one of the brothers said to the other brother, come on out. The other brother comes on out because it's a brother, these brothers that run this place. He says, oh, no, it's all-time four-wheel drive. And he's like, no, it's not all-time four-wheel drive. There's an engagement button lever here.
Yeah, it's all-time four-wheel drive. That's the ticket.
The idea that they didn't know enough about the vehicle to even understand if it was all-time four-wheel drive or you actually had to engage in four-wheel drive.
Yuri, come outside and see. What is this all-time four-wheel drive you talk about?
Also,
come on, that's perfectly good automobile.
I will get my brother. He is very good at yellow paint.
Also, the speedometer stuck at 100 miles per hour in the picture.
That's fantastic.
That's the best one right there.
Stuck at 100 miles per hour.
Let me ask you this: what happened to this car? Oh, no.
Probably when it was going, when it went into the canal, it was probably traveling at 100 miles per hour.
Well, you needed to go 100 to clear the bank.
But interestingly, here's the interesting: no body damage.
Oh, he said the body was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
And enough of a tank where if it got water in it, right? I thought those were the kind of cars where you could open the doors and the water comes out. So you can go through like a river.
You can get up to a certain level of that actual vehicle, and especially if you have a snorkel for the engine. It depends. It really depends.
Unbelievable. Wow. The speedometer stuck at 100.
And I will send you all the pictures.
How convenient.
I said, why 100? He goes, well.
No, you don't need to send me any pictures. Okay. I'm fine with that. Okay. I'm over this exercise. Okay. The question I have for you as we wind this up is, did in your in the listeners rallying to your assistance here, did you receive any photographs that you were curious about? Hey, how about this one or this one? Because I saw, even on Facebook, I saw a few pictures of that G-Wagon that looks pretty good. Did you find anything that was
Mike, this is a good exercise in realizing that there are certain things I'm not great at. And I lucked out that one time with the Audi in California that I purchased on eBay as well.
Right.
And I had that third-party inspection.
Right.
Getting something in Florida where there's not a line of communication where you can talk to someone right away. That's the hardest part. That's the biggest takeaway. When I bought that car in California, the guy who was selling it, I talked to him on the phone multiple times. I was like, why are you selling this? Like, how does it run? Do you go to car shows? these guys that had the yellow G-Wagon, they never wanted to communicate outside of text.
This is something. Nothing. This is something that it transcends the automobile market. If you're buying electronics, if someone has something they're proud of, they're going to send you video. They're going to say. Yeah. They're going to talk about it. They're going to sell it. And
yeah,
also,
but you didn't answer my question about the cars that list the pictures of other cars that list. Was there anything that intrigued you that that was sent your way with this, other
this
G-Wagons?
This has scared me away from wanting any other car except for the wonderful Volvo that my wife and I share.
Okay. This too shall pass. This too shall pass.
Sweet ending. That's it. That's a sweet ending to a very sweet story.
And also,
that's
don't
wonderful.
Florida used cars have something of a reputation that precede them?
No, it's fine. They're just like any other state.
Okay, just checking.
Florida just has people that join the wrong club and then get really, really drunk and yell at another person. Like, and show his ass.
Wow.
That's me.
Do they yell?
I'll give you a taste. I'll give you a taste when we come back, but I don't know how much of I want to talk about.
All right.
I've been very, very bad.
Just like Oscar's yellow car, we'll just dip our toe in the water.
Dip our toe, and then there'll be more to come because there's more psychotherapy.
There's moisture.
Yes, there's moisture. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara.
What's your name?
You. That's my name. ABC. A always, BBC, calling the Yak Shack. AIDA, add interest drunk asshats. Call 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. You, that's my name.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Third Love. If you need a bra, look no further than Third Love. You will get a perfect fit guaranteed. Thanks to Third Love and their Fit Finder quiz. Just answer a few simple questions online. Then you'll find your perfect fit in 60 seconds for both size and shape. Plus, more sizes than most other brands, including their signature half cup sizes. And true convenience. Skip the trip and try it on at home. Nice. Third Love bras feature lightweight, super thin memory foam cups. They actually mold to your shape. Also, straps that don't slip and tagless labels mean no itching. Plus, the perfect fit promise. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Carla loves hers, and you are going to love your Third Love bra. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off. I have like 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Three minutes.
That's good. Right. You know, that's enough time for a toe dip.
Well, here it is.
Yes.
On Friday, had a little run-in with another person here in Cocoonville. And
like
it was
Bender
my
Bender?
It was, no, just a little discussion that got heated.
Got it.
And they might say, based on the overserved situation with me, I probably ended up showing my ass a little bit. And in a really, really bad way. And what's wrong with it is that, I have felt down here, as you guys know, I have felt outnumbered for a long time.
Yeah.
Because I am. And
well,
then
you're
what
the
came out of
you're the David Cox of the entire family.
If I get to a certain point where I've got a real rager going on, where I'm like drinking too much and I don't like somebody, it's probably going to come out and it's going to get ugly. And that's exactly what happened. And I don't want to go into a lot of detail. Suffice it to say, I was feeling a little bit cornered about the subject that I based a whole show on, which was recently shuttered, and that made me feel bad as well.
Mergers and acquisitions.
It all came to a head.
And also, without getting into detail, my guess would be, correct me if I'm wrong, it probably wasn't just this isolated incident. There was probably
a
long ramp leading up to
this. There was a history. There was a history. But as my bride pointed out to me, we are... when you can only hang for so long, as I've said before, when you are the square peg in the round hole, it gets to a point where it becomes untenable. And it's something that has been weighing on, I didn't really realize how much on my wife, but it has. But her reasons are different than mine. With me, it comes down to kind of a political thing. And I got absolutely, I made a spectacle of myself the other night.
Did you ruin the Pierce deal?
Yeah, I ruined the Pierce deal. Big time. Big
I've got
time.
Some problems with the Holly with the Hunter. Pierce deal.
I was
You're
the Holly Hunter.
Hunter. Oh, no.
Yes. Well, not in a traitorous way, but in more like a, you know.
Interloper.
I'd have to watch all of Succession and know who's the guy that. I would be the guy in the helicopter, pretty much, you know. When he really messed up. Yeah, when the son, when he really messed up.
When you were. When
real
you were,
bad.
When you were like raising your voice, bad. Did you start to right. hear the chopper blade going?
Yes.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone took me home, but you know, and I didn't remember. But it was. But okay.
Were there calls made the next day, or maybe a letter written?
No.
Okay. So then you're fine.
Well, I don't know if I'm fine. It's not about me being. It's not about other people being fine. It's about me being fine.
You.
Because it really opened up a Pandora's box of feelings of sadness.
Wounds.
Being, you know. Yeah. Wounds. Been here a long time. Yeah. Was here. Before I joined here, I didn't realize that I'm just not, you know, and my wife's not, and who knows? Who knows where it's going to end up? You know, we like the climate down here. Like golf.
Sure.
I like all that stuff.
What about us, South Carolina? Just,
you don't like you know the what? Political climate.
This is the best way I can describe it. You know when you have your significant other, right? This applies, I think, a lot to men.
Yeah.
And that person does something really bad, and if you were just, you know, if it was egregious enough where if you just sat tight, you'd be, you'd have the high ground.
Yes, yeah.
And then you get pissed and say something 10 times worse.
Yeah.
And you've given up any impact that having the high ground ever had.
Got it.
That's what happened to me.
Mm.
That's what happened. And it's not a good place to be in.
It's not a good space to be
in.
It's
but
not healthy.
It also, you know, it's not healthy at all. No, it's not healthy. And I sometimes in the intergovernment, sometimes I don't know where it comes from. I really don't know where it comes from. But in this case, there's something going on in here that I got to tap into and how effective I've been by it. And look, it could be, I don't think I'm alone when I think about the current state of affairs in our world.
Yeah.
No, not
the
at
human
all.
Condition.
I think people, would it be an overstretch to say that there are people that might be pretty significantly still traumatized by the situation that we live in? Because I kind of feel that way.
I really believe that it's easy to, and I'm not saying you have found yourself there, but there's a lot of people in my life. And look, we could also say that we have our own little echo chamber here because our politics are similar.
Right.
So when you find yourself in those echo chambers.
Ecosystem.
No, it's an echo chamber.
Well, an echo chamber would make our voices sound like we're on an oldie station.
No, but that's the term. It's an echo chamber.
Yeah, you're getting, you're getting the same you get feedback.
All right. Okay. I understand. Okay. You know what? I apologize.
Okay, thank
because
you.
I heard it as ECHO.
Echo chamber.
No. It's what it's always been called.
So as I was saying, when you get the same feedback all the time.
I like echo golf shoes.
then you feel like, oh, I'm in the right. And then when someone steps into that chamber and says, wait a second. Let's think about it this way.
It'll upset you.
People respond in different ways.
Yeah, you'll need an echocardiogram.
Well, I responded and in a very upset way, and it sucks. And it sucks to have to feel like this, and it's alcohol-fueled, and I'm getting really burned on that situation. Because you know what? Back in the go-go 90s and the early 2000s when I could, never did that, unfortunately. God, I would have been, talk about a monster. I would have been out of control there if I snorted that white candy powder.
Booger sugar.
I think that's another thing that, this one, there have been bad things I've done to people that I cared more about, but this one just, it's a terrible feeling.
Were you wearing your Lucchese's?
No. Yeah. Oh, you got a memory on you. All right, hit the goddamn music. That's it. You got a memory on you. Yo,
but Mike,
yo.
Yes. You can't blame but be affected when you are surrounded by an environment that just seeps in over years and years and years.
And pisses me off.
You can't stay away from it.
Feeling like you're the outsider gets to you after a while. We'll take a break, and we will come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Hi.
Hi, Pony.
I'm Pony.
Hi.
Do you like bonuses? How about shows? Well, how about a bonus show? I know. It's unreal. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's a thing, and you can buy it. So don't wait. Get it. Now. That's it. That's all.
I love that so much. We do. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love Kettlebell Kitchen.
Yes.
All of it is amazing. But the Huevos Rancheros changed my life. So delicious. So good for you. So easy. Kettlebell Kitchen. I really, listen to me, Kettlebell Kitchen. This is how much I love your stuff. I would like your association for the Mike O'Mara, with the Mike O'Mara Show to go on forever. That's how much I love what you do. And we are in that zone right now at the O'Mara household. The convenience and the healthiness of this, it meal planning is never one size fits all, and you offer a personalized solution, Kettlebell Kitchen. That's how good you are. Your meal plans are tailored to the nutrition that we need with none of the hassle. And listen, you can sign up, any of you, for a plan or order a la carte. Just go on their menu. No long-term commitment. You're going to love it, though. You're going to want to get more involved with Kettlebell Kitchen. It's that good. Delivered right to your door twice a week. Optimal freshness. Just heat, eat, no cleanup. You'll love it. I love it, too.
Yes.
I love getting great new food that's better than anything you can get. You just pop it in and heat it, and it's delicious. Whether you're slimming down, bulking up, or just looking to fuel your day, Kettlebell Kitchen is a plan for you. All their meals free of dairy, soy, artificial sweeteners, and are free of gluten. They even have vegetarian, keto, Whole 30, and paleo options. And you can filter meals by your calorie, protein, fat, and carbs so you get exactly the right food for your unique needs. It's comfort food made healthy. Feed the champion in you with Kettlebell Kitchen. Go to kettlebellkitchen.com and enter the code TMOS for $50 off your first two orders for new customers. That's $50 off your first two orders at kettlebellkitchen.com. The code is TMOS.
News.
Boo.
I'm just sorry. When Disney Plus.
Boo.
What?
I don't know.
When they launch next month, they'll have all kinds of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars content.
Not to mention
all 30 seasons of The Simpsons. In other words, it's going to be huge, Billy Fasolo. But should Netflix be worried? Maybe not. According to a new poll, 60% of people would keep Netflix over Disney Plus if they had to choose. Hi.
Yeah, well,
even with a six-year-old.
Yeah, we're locked in.
Yeah, they made a great joke on Saturday Night Live this week where they did a fake version of a show on Hulu, and they said, we have this, and Handmaid's Tale. And you realize that one show is enough to keep you with a service.
Yes.
If you are into one show, that's all it takes.
If you're impacted by a great show, and that's what's kind of cool, because I think once they figure it out, we're going to get good battles going on.
Oh,
we're
going to
have
yeah.
just like the
Price
networks
Wars.
Competing.
Price
it's
Wars,
gonna be
exactly.
Fun.
Price Wars.
It's going to happen. Price
Wars.
But I have a six-year-old. I'm in the zone, okay?
Yeah.
Disney Plus, sorry. Don't need it. Love my Netflix. Get anything I want on Netflix.
Yeah.
Look, not anything, but I get enough. And he doesn't care
right.
at 6 years
old. He doesn't know any better.
67% of the people surveyed said they plan to sign up for Disney Plus next month, and 63% say they won't cancel their current streaming service for it. So that's interesting. 60% of people would keep Netflix over Disney Plus if they had to choose, but 67% of the people surveyed said they plan to sign up.
That sounds
to
me.
That's a weird survey.
That
right?
sounds to
it's
me.
It's a non-committal survey.
Sounds to me that it might be a Disney-funded survey because it makes them look awfully good. Because what
it does
is it points them. It says, you know what we've done at Disney? We've priced it exactly right. It's an add-on.
Right.
You can afford us and everything. You can have anything you
but
want.
What about Apple TV or the Apple, I guess, network?
Right.
Well, you got that $4.99 and you get it free if you buy a new device.
Yeah, they keep
we are short
on,
time, right? but I'd like to have a discussion about streaming services.
Let's do the math.
And maybe we can.
And all cancel our cable.
Let's break it out tomorrow, though, because I'd like to discuss it in detail exactly what you guys think will. Because I'm leaning towards you go to a streaming service where you've got one, two, three. Say three, just three.
Yeah.
Three absolute go-tos. That's part of the equation. Right now with streaming services, even with my kid, going to a streaming service and waiting through 700 crap titles is not the way I enjoy
Oh, hell no.
Doing it,
no.
Right?
No, the Thomas the Train videos on YouTube that are free are pretty damn good.
So what if you have to sit through a 30-second ad to see 4 minutes?
I love the one where Thomas gets a G-Wagon. Alex Trebek has been standing
a yellow
up
caboose.
To Thomas, yes, sirree. Look at that, yeah. And it's driven by Brian Cox.
Four on the floor, Thomas.
What's the guy? Who's the mayor?
Oh, God.
Come on.
Sir Topham Hatt.
Sir Topham Hatt, get in the effing G-Wagon. Thank you. Thank you very much. That could be a parody right there where you have, you know, Succession meets Thomas the Train. Alex Trebek has been standing up to cancer like a champ, but how much longer can he do it? In a new interview, he hinted that his time hosting Jeopardy could be running out. Mm. This is sad. He said he's going to keep doing it until his skills diminish, but then he added, quote, they have started to diminish. I talk to the producers about this all the time now. I said, look, I'm slurring my words. My tongue doesn't work as well as it used to. Oh, that poor guy. God damn it. Goddamn, F cancer, really. The chemo has caused sores inside of my mouth that makes it difficult for me to speak and enunciate properly. They say, well, we didn't notice. And I say, I notice those things. I'm sure there are observant members of the television
thanks
audience.
Thanks a lot, producers.
Who notice also, but they're forgiving. You know what? That's just, he's been so ballsy with being out front about
most
it.
Most people won't even talk about this part of the equation. I know.
He has done, he's done much for research by being this bold and upfront about it. And I applaud
that. God bless him. Yeah. And hang in there, pal. 10 years ago, it seemed like Brett Favre would never quit football. He spent every offseason retiring, then coming out of retirement, and it quickly became a joke. Now the new data on concussions, CTE, and the effect of football injuries on your brain, he's wondering if he should have known when to quit. On a recent podcast, Brett said he absolutely wonders if he played too long. He said he didn't remember some of the stories the interviewer brought up, and naturally he's concerned about that. Quote, there was a point in my life where I remembered everything, a story I should know. I have no recollection of it. It bugs me. Makes me wonder. On the books, Brett suffered 3 to 4 concussions. Those are the documented ones on the books. But he took a lot more hits that would be considered concussions today. He said, quote, when you have ringing of the ears, seeing stars, that's a concussion. And if that's a concussion, then I've had hundreds, probably thousands through my career, which is frightening. We all watch it on Sunday. We talk about it on this show. But you see those hits that are taken out there by quarterbacks, by receivers getting hit by DBs, by the DBs themselves. And what we don't really become aware of is the every single play, collisions by the linemen. I mean, it's pretty. Pretty stunning.
Famed Bears quarterback Jim McMahon. He was on the nightly news yesterday.
The punky QB.
He's suffering. He's at 50. He's suffering from dementia.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's been having problems for some time. This guy had the best gig in the world for a while. Too bad he was probably committing fraud. 47-year-old Ronald Berry used to work as a subway cleaner for the MTA in New York until he got fired a few years ago. But apparently no one told payroll.
Oh, no.
So for 4 years, he just kept showing up on payday to collect his paychecks. 4 years! And in that time, they have paid him roughly $250,000. Then he went last Thursday to get his checks, and the cops arrested him.
Oh, no.
Wah, wah. Ronald said he didn't think he was doing anything wrong. He claims he went on sick leave for high blood pressure and asthma, and he thought the paychecks were legit. His pay stubs listed his hours, which he knew he didn't work. But he claims no one ever told him he was fired, and it's the MTA's fault, not his. No, I don't think that's going to work.
No.
They arrested him for trespassing when he showed up to get his check. Not clear if he's also facing fraud charges, but the gig is up, the jig is up. You'll see what happens. We'll let you know. An old poll a while back found 70% of the bacon we consume is eaten at breakfast, 11% at lunch.
Oh, I love bacon.
And 17% at Trip Affleck's house. The remaining 2% is eaten as a snack. So how do you cook your bacon? In a pan or in the oven? A recent survey of 1,300 people ranked the 4 most popular ways to cook it. Cook it good.
Cook it real good.
And there's a clear favorite. 4 on the grill. I've never cooked bacon on the grill.
Microwave.
Of course you have.
A lot of fire. A lot of fire real quick. But if you want a quick bacon cheeseburger, it's fun. It's exciting.
A bacon grease fire.
It's adventure cooking.
14% said in the microwave. Number 2, this is a restaurant deal, in the oven. That's the way we cooked them at O'Mara's. That's, because we were so careful. And number 1 is in a skillet, 46%, if you wanted to know how to cook.
I prefer pan fried, but if you're doing a lot of bacon, you almost need to do it in
the
oven.
I'm a lunch bacon guy. You guys lunch or breakfast?
I'm a breakfast bacon guy. I'm not a big bacon guy. I'm not a really big bacon.
Big bacon guy.
Give me a good chicken or turkey sausage. Well,
what's your take on bacos?
Bacos that go like on a salad, disgusting.
Yeah,
no,
freeze dried.
They're made of fakeness.
Oh,
yeah, it's not real bacon.
No, I like bacon on a donut. No, I don't.
Hmm.
And now a little something, something. There's a 36-year-old guy named Heath Bumpus
in
Crockett, Texas. And he was set to get married this past Saturday. But on Friday morning, apparently, Heath realized he couldn't afford the ring or the venue. So Heath Bumpus robbed a bank.
Ooh.
He didn't wear a mask, and the police put surveillance shots up on Facebook that day. His fiance saw them and convinced him to turn himself in. So Friday afternoon, Mr. Bumpus went down to the jail and confessed. The wedding was canceled. Heath is still in jail on aggravated robbery charges. And I just want to know who will be taking care of his dogs next door to Ralphie's house. Do you, Bumpus is. That's the only reason. Bumpus is. That's really the dude's name. Heath Bumpus. Show. I can't do it with the cold.
We've got Bumpus a clinker. Is.
They got a clinker.
Bumpus is.
Bumpus is.
We are going out to eat. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hola, it's Angie with a new Oh My Gosh show out now, and we are talking about two of Mike's favorite things, women empowerment and candy. How to design your own version of success and stop stressing the f*** out over work. Whoa. And the Halloween candy war is on. Which better have my bit, oh honey? Subscribe to the Oh My Gosh show today on YouTube and Apple Podcasts.
Should have had my bit of honey, Angie.
She loves bit of honey.
That's wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. What's the matter, Peach? Sad what? That he forgot your anniversary? Oh, he's doing one for you. Look at the look on his face right now.
His anniversary gift.
Yeah.
What's the matter, Peach?
I found my wedding ring.
Congratulations.
Hey.
Me too. What's the matter, Peach? Sad that he forgot your anniversary? No flowers, no card, no candy, no nylons. No wonder you're frowning. Nylons. What, did she live in a French town in WW2?
Yeah, he traded them for eggs.
That's a bummer. But we can turn that frown upside down because nothing cheers you up like the TMOS bonus show. It's an unscripted, unrestricted, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS that drops in your lap every week. You'll laugh so hard you won't care that 2 years of matrimony mean nothing to him. And by the way, don't worry, the honeymoon can't be too far off. He is on you.
You're a real friend, let me tell you.
Just click the banner on our website and you'll get access to all of our bonus content and you'll be helping our show, TMOS, your passport to the Asport. The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Clam Strip.
Yum!
Ooh.
For the good taste of seafood with on-the-go convenience, nothing beats Clam Strips from Howard Johnson's. Just look for the familiar orange roof up and down the turnpike and pull right in. Because it's probably an auto dealership by now. Howard Johnson's, closed since January 2017. And clam strips, essentially devoid of flavor and nutrition. Try them with a side of Hojo slaw.
What?
Hojo slaw.
Hojo was the abbreviation for Howard Johnson.
God. Remember Hojo Cola?
Hojo Cola, yeah, exactly.
Hojo Cola. All right, we got to take a break. We will come back with the audio vault.
No, we're good. We got to open the vault.
This is the vault.
Oh, I got to open. I'm sorry. I'm totally lost. I am just lost.
Maybe you had too much Hojo slaw.
No, I'm just a mess. All right, take it away, Rob. Sorry about that.
Thank God for Pitchfork.com. They have told us what the best song of the 2010s are winding down.
Oh, my God.
Because we're in 2019.
I've got CTE when I make a move like that. I wonder if I'm getting dementia.
That's okay.
Nah, you didn't
it's
take
okay,
that
Brett.
Many hits, Mike.
I want a genuine call when it starts to become a problem.
I'll let you
Thank
know.
You very much.
Yeah, but you won't remember when we call you.
When was that said?
So Pitchfork.com has determined the best song of the decade of the 2010s. Okay. Any guesses?
Ooh.
The best song
the
of
best
what?
Song of the 2010s.
From 2010 to 2019?
Yeah, from 2010 till now.
Okay,
Bruno Mars, It's
not Bruno Mars. I like Bruno Mars, but it's not him. And today's his birthday, by the way. Happy birthday.
Uptown Funk? It's not Uptown Funk?
No.
Party in the USA.
I just
Miley Cyrus.
Bruno Mars' initials are BM. Happy birthday, BM.
BM Mars.
The answer is actually All Right by Kendrick Lamar.
We gon' be all right. We gon' be all right. We gon' be all right.
Donald Trump look.
So it's a great time to be alive.
No way.
That's what Pitchfork.com says.
Who the F are they?
I don't know.
Strip their journalistic credits.
I stage your credits. All right. So, Mike, let's focus on better music. This comes up in trends on YouTube every once in a while. I've played you throat singing before, haven't I?
Yes.
From Siberia. This was trending yesterday, and I love it. It forces the throat to make two discordant chords at the same time. I wish I could make this noise.
We gon' be alright.
That sounds painful.
It's throat singing, but that's
sounds very painful.
It's what's going on.
Bone Tomahawk had a little bit of that.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
absolutely. See, this is
so much better.
Is this from the same era? I mean, same
2010s. Yeah.
Yeah, I like this. By the way, there's a great shot, viral video that went up of Rob at a music festival dancing to this.
Yes, I remember that.
You want to see that? This is great. Anyway,
I was wearing cutoffs, I think.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mike, let's say you're in Wisconsin and you're at a Wisconsin music store and you steal a flute. How do you steal a flute?
I can only think of.
You put it.
I mean, if you're really, really. Horrible.
In your pants?
Oh, no.
Oh, but front of the pants or back of the pants?
This is where the guy went wrong. Because if he had put it in the front of his pants, they could say, excuse me, do you have a flute in your pants? He could just say, oh, thank you.
Well, you could slide it down your pants.
Skin flute.
Well, what happened is he stuck it in the back of his pants. And without being too graphic, I'll say dead center. Here's the owner of the store.
That was shocking. That part, I just actually couldn't help but laugh about it. I couldn't, in good conscience, have anybody ever put their lips to that instrument.
So he was able to recover the flute. Ruined.
That's a great quote.
He was able to recover the flute, and because he's from Wisconsin, they asked him what he plans to do with it since he wasn't going to sell it.
Put it in back of the orange G-Wagon.
He's going to make it into a lamp.
A lamp.
We're planning on making it into a lamp. Lamp.
The water damage is pretty extensive. The four-wheel drive doesn't engage, but there's a free flute. There's a free flute in the trunk.
That's right. All right, and we close with this. Did anyone see President Trump, bless his heart, choosing to entertain the media and answer questions yesterday in front of a moving, a running helicopter?
I did not see this.
Okay, so the press surrounds him as he's about to get into the helicopter.
Marine One?
I'm sure it is.
Okay.
And this is just, we condensed the press conference for you, and I want you to know there is no repetition in here. We just condensed it. We close with the president.
Again, what was the beginning? Say it louder. You have to speak up. Speak up. Up. You have to talk up. We have a helicopter.
What'd you say?
I don't hear you. What?
Did I what?
Did I what?
Do I what?
Say it again. Louder.
You're competing with a helicopter.
Say it. 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 Say it.
Say it again.
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 Say it again. What?
Say it again. What?
Say it.
What?
What?
What? What?
What?
My hearing is great, but you have a helicopter that's raging back there.
His hearing is great.
That's
the best. He has the best hair.
It's something out of Central Casting. Literally, it's like,
and those are sequential, no repeating,
right?
No editing,
just,
right?
We just condensed the press conference. The best part is there was a moment of silence, and he pulled out a flute.
That's your message. I would save that one, Rob.
You want to hear it one more time?
Yeah, one more time.
Okay, one more time.
Again, what was the beginning? Say it louder.
You have to speak up.
Speak up.
Up. Up.
You have to talk up. We have a helicopter.
What'd you say?
I don't hear you. What?
Did I what?
Did I what?
Do I what?
Say it again. Louder.
You're competing with a helicopter.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it. Say it.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it.
Say it again.
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 Say it again. What?
Say it again. What?
Say it.
What?
What?
What? What?
What?
My hearing is great, but you have a helicopter that's raging back there.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Don't forget the bonus shows are available for you, and we'd love to hear from you on the TMOS Yak Shack. You can call us anytime, 24/7, 888-920-6673. Open all day and all night, and really, liven up on the Yak Shack.
Yeah,
okay,
a little
energy, all right? Little energy.
Put a little pepper on it. Yeah. Put a little pepper on it.
Yeah, I mean, keep them loud and brief. That's the way I like
loud
it.
You and know? Brief.
Loud and brief. That would be great. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Blue.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei!